Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Tego. Today we have Barbie Wharton, dancer, entrepreneur, super mom. She's been over some hurdles. She's had to fight to get where she wants to go, and she's just getting started. She's going to show you just what being a trailblazer really means. So sit right there. We'll be right back. You know, we both joined the Women in Podcasting groups. We got to give them their shout out to them. Absolutely. Because I'm meeting some amazing women that are in media right now. Some are just getting started, and some like yourself have been doing this thing for a couple of minutes and really starting to connect, which is nice, which so is great. Very, very, yeah, it's very, very nice. But you are a dancer.
Yes, I've been a dancer my whole life. And, you know, I tell dancers now, once a dancer, always a dancer, even if, you know, I'm not as active anymore because I'm a young 40 now, but it's in our blood and we've learned so much from it outside, to be able to use outside the studio. And that's what I'm very passionate about talking about.
You know, it definitely does give you discipline. My mother put me in dance class when I was 3 and a half, and it definitely was my foundation for, you know, discipline and being responsible and taking care of yourself and all that kind of craziness.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, in my 20s, I lost my mind and gained 300 pounds, but that's a different story. You know?
That's what happens.
What made you decide, or was it your parents? How did you get into dance in the first place?
When I was a child, my mom just kind of asking around, you know, what are all the friends doing? And mm-hmm. It was dance. So I started dancing, and then, you know, we did brownies and we did skating and we did all these things. And my mom was fabulous and wanted us to try it all. And then, it, you know, once you get older, you need to pick one focus, and dance. Dance was it for myself and my sister. And it taught us so much. And it was definitely the best thing that I could have ever asked for.
So we're going to get into your story, but I know right now there are parents out there, there are kids out there that are possibly watching this, and they're going, I want to dance. I want to find out how to dance. I mean, now with YouTube, there's all kinds of stuff on YouTube, but if you really want to dance, you need to find someone like you that understands the skill and the talent of dancing. How would someone start today?
Basically, the Google. You want to search areas around you. Obviously, the area is very important, to find a studio that's convenient. Also making sure that you visit the studio. You want a feel and a vibe that's going to fit in with your dancer and your family. And, you know, so many studios, they're so fabulous. There's so many studios around. It's very important whether you want to do one class a week, fantastic, or you want to do 20, 30 hours a week, which a lot of dancers do, and amazing. But it's always worth it. And especially to parents, I want to say, you know, I have two teenage boys now, 14 and 12, and they play very competitive top-level lacrosse. And really any activity will teach these life skills. But of course, you know, to me, dance is my focus, is getting in there. And all we want to do, you know, as parents is create and bring up great humans. That is the goal. And having children in activities like this, especially dance, is worth every single penny that you can spend. It is expensive and it's a lot of time and effort. And the parents that, you know, spend the time and come to the dance competitions that I'm involved in, it's amazing, but it's worth every single penny. And it's the best thing that could have ever happened to me, including college and jobs and, you know, being a parent. It's been the thing that I've carried along in my life and learned the most from.
So you touched on something. You said in college, in your career as a professional, you've carried these skills on. Before we get into that, where are you? Because I know somebody's going to want to find you. What part of the world are you in?
I'm based in Vancouver, British Columbia. We're in the 2020 Olympics. We're very lucky to live here. It's a beautiful city. And, you know, I try to enjoy it as much as I can, including the rain. My kids play, like I said, lacrosse. Field lacrosse is outside in the rain in the fall, but, you know, it's a blessing and very grateful to it.
So you got seasons. I'm in Vegas. It's brown and neon. You know, that's it. You know, that's it. You know, it's just brown. That's us. You know, Vegas is two different worlds during the day. During the day, it looks like somebody erased it. And then at night, the lights come on and you go, you know, oh, wow, this is Vegas. You know, this is it. So let's talk about your career. I mean, you went on to go to college. You went on to become an entrepreneur, but you carried dancing with you. Tell me about that. Tell me about your career after being a young child as a dancer.
Yeah, so after I danced until I was in grade 12, and that's quite common for dancers to dance until they're grade 12 and then move on to the next phase in their life. I was surrounded by a lot of dancers tend to, you know, want to move on and be professional or be dance instructors, which is fabulous, and a lot of them very successful doing that. I always knew that I would be an entrepreneur. And, you know, when I was in grade 2, you know, my mom jokes around I was going to be a boss and I was going to have an office on the second floor, but it was going to be a penthouse because I didn't like heights, but it was going to be a penthouse on the second floor. And I was going to have a glass desk and a fridge that was always full of chocolate milk.
I love it.
And I didn't know what I was going to do, but I was going to be an entrepreneur. So, you know, I went to high school, wrote my first business plan when I was in grade 11.
Wow.
And just kind of moved on to go to college at BCIT here in BC, which is a fabulous school for all, you know, all specialties that they provide, and went to school for marketing and entrepreneurship.
I had a great boss who believed in me, and he said, the single reason I am promoting you, he said, I have never promoted somebody at such a young age to an upper level management position in my company. And the single reason is your incredible ability to take constructive criticism. And to me, I thought nothing of it. You know, he's the boss. You want something changed, you change it.
Right.
And I contribute that 100% to dance. When you're in dance, you have the teachers that I had believed in me 1,000%, especially when you didn't quite believe in yourself. I carry that along everywhere in my life. And that's where you learn it. Constructive criticism is a big thing that's very important in any part of your career, is to remove the ego out of it. And remember, we're all in business for ourselves, regardless of whether maybe you work at Starbucks, but you're still in business for yourself. You know, you please your customers, and your target market basically is your bosses, and you want to keep them happy, and you need to do what you need to do. And constructive criticism is a huge thing as an entrepreneur that we need to embrace and appreciate when we receive. So that is definitely something that, was a gift that I received from dance along my journey. So then I moved on to be operations manager at the same company. After I had my children, I moved on and started working full-time as an event planner, planning dance competitions, which I still do now. And I'm very excited to be doing that, and also bringing a new series called Dancer Development Series with videos that I'm working on now, which I will probably post this one on as well.
Let's talk about that for a second. You're going virtual with dance.
I'm not going virtual with dance. There's several in my community that are doing virtual dance competitions, which is very exciting.
Okay.
But I'm doing a series of videos for dancers just like this, talking about careers that come from dance, or your lessons that you've learned in dance that aren't dance related. So for example, there's a dancer that I was close with, and her name's Carly, and she's gone on to be a naturopath focusing on health issues, you know, for other people, but dancers is her passion. So I want to bring to light, like I said earlier, especially to parents and dancers, that there's so many opportunities that isn't just, in the box of the dancing community. You can take your skills and your passion and use it in everywhere.
I mean, even professional athletes are taking dance classes, especially football, basketball, they're, because of the skill, and it also gives them that flexibility. And, you know, I've known a couple of professional players that have said they still take dance. They've been retired from the game for 10 years, 20 years, and that's their chosen exercise. They may not play football ever again, but they're still dancing, which is amazing. Now, in 2015, you had an issue happen.
Yes. In 2015, I woke up with Bell's palsy. And what that is a virus that attacks the nerve on right in the base of your ear. In your eardrum, there's a single nerve on both ears. And from that main nerve creates a perfect spider web of nerves on both sides of your face, symmetrical. So what the virus does, there's not really a lot of research on it, but the virus attacks that one nerve and paralyzes that side of your face. So for me, it was the left side of my face. I woke up and my face was paralyzed.
Hey, I have a quick question for you. Do you want a professional agency to handle all your video creation, syndication, and monetization needs? We totally understand that new leads and customers are the lifeblood for any business. And if you're looking to grow or scale your business, using video is definitely the best way to go. Here at Melrose 11, we specialize in getting you the results you need to help you grow your business by generating new leads, driving more traffic, and closing more sales without breaking your bank. Did you know, according to HubSpot, having a well-targeted video on your landing page can increase conversions by up to 80%? Yeah, and up to 64% of users are more likely to buy a product online after watching video than by text alone. And that 92% of mobile users share videos with others. And 90% of users say that videos are helpful in their purchase decision making. Incorporating video into your marketing and social media activity is no longer an option, it's an absolute requirement if you're looking for long-term success. Heck, it may even be essential for the very survival of a business. Here at Melrose 11, media truly is our passion. We create animated explainer videos, social teasers, catchy intros, full HD commercials, and even viewer interactive videos. So, if you're looking to elevate your brand, or attract more leads, generate more sales, increase traffic, or build up more exposure for your business, then you've definitely come to the right place. Our professional team will develop your video campaigns at an affordable price, with our fast turnaround times, and a quality of work that can't be beat. We look forward to working with you.
Hi, are you a business owner, an entrepreneur, or starting your own business and wish you had an opportunity to sit down with an expert in your field? Well, check your local listings and watch Expert Talk with Tigo. I'm Tigo, and I'll talk to you very soon.
I woke up and my face was paralyzed.
First thought, were you thinking stroke or something when you first woke up?
You know, 2015, I had, you know, two boys and we were getting off to daycare and we were getting off to, you know, kindergarten. And of course, as all mothers know, super calm in the morning, right? Kids do exactly what you want.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. They're just perfect.
Shoes or laces, never. So super calm.
Have their lunches pre-packed. They're waiting by the door. Yeah, of course.
Like on Pinterest and it's all cut out like a dinosaur. Absolutely.
Yeah, you're angels.
Absolutely not. Yes. I'm of the type that if the children get off alive, then it's success as a mom, you know. I always say we need to give ourselves a break. As a mom, we don't give ourselves a break enough. Yeah. So yeah, no, I thought, well, that's weird. But I actually thought I had a sinus infection. You know, quite often I get those. So my face felt puffy on my sound side, which was the right side. And, you know, I said to my partner at the time, I think I got a sinus infection. And he's like, go get it checked out. Like, don't put it off. Okay, fine. So I go to the, you know, call my doctor, and doctors up here in Canada are very busy. And they said, okay, we can fit you in 2 days. Never mind. So I go up to the clinic, walk-in clinic. And like I said, my kids were, I don't know the math, 7 and 5 at the time or something like that. And he says to me, looks at me, goes, are you pregnant? I hope not. Typically, Bell's palsy is very common in the first trimester of pregnancy.
Oh, wow.
So then he does all these tests. And he's moving my arms. And I'm thinking, I just have a sinus infection. Like, I just need antibiotics. Like, what's going on? So he says to me, he goes, I need to call your doctor immediately. Tell them I'm pretty sure you have Bell's palsy. Now, when you call your doctor, and they originally had said there's a 2-day waiting list, and they say, come down immediately, do not even go home. It's not really like a VIP list, you know, like yourself, on the VIP list. It's actually not a good thing.
Yeah, no red rope.
Exactly. So, you know, I zoom right in there and so that's what it was. And like I said, there's not a lot of information or research on it because it isn't a life-threatening, a life-threatening thing. We have.
So how did it affect you? Did it slow you down at all? Did it, take you off your trail for a little bit?
Absolutely.
What happened?
I hid in bed for over 2 weeks. What a lot of symptoms of Bell's palsy is as well is you're paralyzed. So your eye doesn't work. It doesn't blink. And that's a very big issue because your eyes need to stay moist. So, you need to tape your eyes closed. You need to make sure you keep all this special drops in there.
Plus you got two young men running around going, mommy, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Exactly. So, emotionally, I'm a fairly resilient, very resilient human. So of course I'm Googling everything and it says, 2 weeks. Some people 3 days, it comes back totally fine. Okay, fine. I can handle 3 days. That's okay. 3 days, 2 weeks, 6 weeks, 6 months.
Wow.
I started to see a change about a month later. My eyebrows started to move. Very, very traumatizing. And I went in to do a lot of work inside. And of course, the first thing I look up is Louise Hay, cause of, Bell's palsy, because metaphysically I knew something was going on. And I am a very intuitive person. I really didn't know a lot about that aspect of health then, but I'm a very intuitive person. So if things come across my feed, I know there's a reason for them. So I read into it. And basically the medical physical reason for Bell's palsy is that you're not using your voice because your mouth is literally paralyzed. So if you don't listen to the universe and, the universe will give you little lesson,
yes,
gets a little bit louder. Little bit louder. People say to me, what do you mean find your voice? Like, you never stop talking. Like, I'm chatty and I'm an extrovert. But I wasn't speaking up for myself. I wasn't taking self-care. I was not voicing my opinion. I was not even actually exploring what my opinion in life was.
Right.
And those were the things that I like to speak a lot about now, that all the little things that today, it's not a big deal. Oh, that person's having a bad day. I'm just going to take that on, or it's okay. I'm a strong person. I can take it. That will not happen. You will break. So it is very important to take that self-care, even learn what self-care is. And I think as humans and women and mothers, it's a concept that is lost to us. So that's what happened to me.
So that was 2015. We're in 2020. You're still an entrepreneur. You're a public speaker. You're out there. I mean, you're on our show today. Most people have a hard time going out once. Getting to do an interview once is like, I'm not doing it. I'm scared. How did you get yourself to go, no, not stopping. I'm going to go bigger, further, wider range. How did you push yourself to do that? Or did someone help you push yourself to do that?
Well, I love speaking. I love helping people. I never really realized about the public being on stage spotlight love that I have now until, my mom, sister, and I run dance competitions, and my cousin actually was the announcer for the dance competitions. He's on stage. He's a DJ for weddings. He's an amazing speaker. And as the business grew, he went on to, not being able to take all that time off work to help us out. So my mom and my sister said to me, well, hey buddy, guess you're up to me. And I ended up I love it. I love being on stage. I love speaking. I love helping people, sharing my stories. I'm very open, as you can tell. I don't have anything to hide, and especially to people who are going through similar things in life, which actually, quite frankly, are all of us. It's very important to understand that we are all in the same boat, especially, you know, in the past 6 months. Like, let's talk. Like, I think that a lot of people have been really open, and I really admire that. So to me, I just kind of fell into this, you know, sequence. As I spoke about, you were saying the universe kind of puts these opportunities in front of us, and you got to step up and accept them. If you're brave and you accept them, good things will start to happen, and things will continue to happen for you. And that's what I kind of just decided. I'm going to be brave and walk the walk and try to keep going. And so here we are. And I'm very excited because this is a perfect example of something that happened that I get to be on your show.
I'm so glad to have you here. And you are definitely a champion at keeping it moving forward and being able to change and adjust, because you are going forward with your new business concept and your own basically show. That's a show is what you're doing and everything that you're doing. Somebody at home is sitting there going, I want to start a business. There's a mom with two young boys that are going, I know exactly what she's talking about. And how would you tell someone to find their passion, to follow that dream, to hear that inner voice? What would you tell somebody to do?
Well, hey, what are you doing up here in space? Oh, I know. You're looking for some airtime for your show. But you don't know where to look, do you? Well, we can help you with that. See, Gutsy can get your show on Roku and Amazon Fire TV. Sounds good? Oh, well, of course it does. See, they offer a free consultation too, so contact them right away. Gutsy TV Network, your pathway to the stars. GetGutsy.com.
How would you tell someone to find their passion, to follow that dream, to hear that inner voice? What would you tell somebody to do?
I think that we don't need to find our inner voice. We can hear it. Quite often what it is we shut it up because of that we're scared. It's ego telling us you're not good enough, you know, that, you know, Barbie and Teresa on that show, they can do it. I could never do that. Yeah, you can. And we all have a passion. If your passion is building birdhouses, this time in the world is so amazing. If your passion is birdhouses, you go and you talk about those birdhouses and you kill it at those birdhouses.
Absolutely.
There are lots of people, I'm assuming, that are interested in birdhouses, and podcasts and shows like this are truly amazing. And the advice that I got stuck. We all get stuck in this perfect, perfect, perfect. The backdrop has to be perfect. The subject has to be perfect. The hair has to be, no cares. And I am learning that myself. I'm not saying I haven't mastered that yet, but that's important. You get out, you talk about it. Gabby Bernstein also said, you know, she's one that I look up to. She's a light in our world. And she's like, this really resonated with me, because you look up to people and you think, well, they have thousands of people watching them. I'm never going to have thousands of people watching me. Well, what about five? What about five people?
Right.
So I said, you know what, if I was sitting in a room with five people and those five people said to me, you know what, Barbie, I needed to hear that today. Thank you so much. Yeah, of course that would light me up. So it's okay. One person, two people, zero people. You know, zero people are listening to me sometimes, and I think, well, that was a good rehearsal. That was a good opportunity for rehearsal. So if you are sitting at home, just start. And when I started writing my blogs, if people read it, they read it. And if they don't, guess what? They don't.
Yeah, but you got the message out and you didn't hold it in, which is amazing to me. And it's something that I'm passionate about. I've been doing production for God knows how long, and getting people's message out is really, really important to me. So I know I got to let you go soon, but I got to ask this question. It's 2020. We're dealing with COVID. I understand that. But let's talk about the future. Let's talk about 2021, 2022. COVID is in somebody's science lab somewhere, I hope. You know, we've gotten back to normal, the new normal, because I don't think we'll ever go back to the old normal, but the new normal. What's Barbie doing? What's Barbie doing in 2022?
All the things, Teresa. I'm going to be doing all the things. I want to be speaking, continuing this path that I'm on. I'm giddy in life. I just got engaged last month.
Congratulations.
An amazing man that I've been with, and I'm so blessed, and he's so encouraging. You know, moving forward, doing businesses and expanding and encouraging people to expand and making people feel good about themselves and that they are not alone in this game. And that's what I'm very passionate about. I don't know exactly where I'll be, but that is what I'll be speaking about, because lately I've been saying it's a lot easier to be brave if you don't feel alone.
You know, I say everywhere that I speak to trailblazers, you know, people that are out there blazing their own trails and finding their own way. And you are definitely a trailblazer. You definitely are finding your own way and hitting those crossroads along the way and making choices and keeping it moving. And I am so honored to have met you and to have had this opportunity to have an interview with you. I hope you'll come back on the show, you know, in 2021, 2022. Tell me what's going on. Absolutely. Maybe I'll come up there and go fishing, because there's fishing. I love fishing.
Thank you. Woo. I think we will have so fun. I don't think we would have fun together at all.
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely, without a doubt. But I thank you so much for being on the show. You are truly a trailblazer, and I will be following you from now on. Wow. Barbie Wharton. Energy, fun, knowledgeable about her profession, but also following her passion, following her dream, knows exactly where she is, and is open to where the road takes her. She's not restricting herself to a certain path. She's not saying, I'm going to be here on this day and here on that day. And that's pretty much being a trailblazer and being an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurs have to go with the flow and grow. That's how you grow. I want to thank you for watching the show. I want to thank you for tuning in every week. I'm Tego, and I'll talk to you next time.